Random House Audio presents Just Too Good to Be True by E. Lynn Harris. Read for you by Adenrele Ojo, Bonnie Turpin, and Myron Willis. Letters from the Past. January 18, 1987. Nisi. I can hardly stand to write your name. How could you do this to me? If what you did last night is love, then I want no fucking part of it, or you. Believe that shit. How could I fall in love with a girl who is a whore and a slut? You make me sick. I'm tired of you ladies talking about what dogs we jocks can be, when it's really you gotta find me an NFL husband women who are the dogs. Female dogs, bitches. You use that magic between your legs to lure men into your web and call it love. What would your wannabe high-class parents have to say about what you did? Do you think the Rev, your dear old daddy, would still call you his princess? Hell no! What about all that stuff you told me about wanting us to have 3 children and live happily ever after? Well, let me tell you, now there is no ever after, Nisi. Not now, not ever. I wanted to throw up when I saw you lying in that bed, drunk and naked. And then I had to listen to those high school boys tell me that you took such good care of them. Nisi, you're nothing but a whore. I thought when you saved yourself for me that I would be the only man you ever made love to. Fuck that. I feel like such a fool. This shit is going to hit campus, and I'm going to be the laughingstock of the locker room. How could you do this to me? Because of you, I'm left...